Well, first of all, congratulations to all of you. The film is very, very, pardon the expression, shiny. It's a beautiful job. John and Ron, I'm so glad that the sea called you back again.
We did get called back. Yeah, the sea was beckoning us, and we responded.
And with that in mind, I'd like to ask you, since your visit with the Little Mermaid under the sea, what has happened with technology that allowed you to now make the water an actual three-dimensional character within the film?
Well, someone asked us, could you have done that when you did The Little Mermaid? And the answer was, well, no, obviously. But actually, even 5 years ago, I think it would have been much harder to do it. It's the technology just keeps developing all the time. And we knew pretty early on, when we were in the islands, people talked about the ocean as if it were alive. And they caressed it, and they had these personal relationships with the ocean. So we knew we wanted the ocean to be a character in the movie. We knew we wanted to have this lava monster in the movie. We didn't know how to do it, and we talked to a lot of very smart people in terms, and they didn't know how to do it either. They were saying that this is like going to be really, really hard, but we think we can figure it out before the movie needs to come out, and they did. So it was actually, there was sort of groundbreaking technology in this movie. There are a lot of things in this movie, even including what was done with the hair, Maui's hair, Moana's hair. There are things that were really breakthroughs in technology.